The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is considering an option to issue targeted hunting permits this winter to take moose that frequent roadways in the Fairbanks area. Don Young is the area management biologist.
There are problem moose in the Fairbanks area. You know, we consider them to be a problem moose. That's certainly if they're injured. And oftentimes when they're injured, they do become kind of aggressive in nature. And then, of course, those that are near the roads, if there's road projects and it's been planted with, let's say, ryegrass or whatever, you get moose that are hanging out by those roads and likely to get hit.
Fish and Game made a similar decision last year to alleviate moose-related traffic accidents in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley. The Board of Game established targeted hunts back in 2011 in order to help cut down on the cost of accident response from both state wildlife troopers and management biologists. Young says biologists believe a similar kind of hunt could help alleviate problems with moose in Fairbanks.
I wouldn't necessarily say that they're becoming an increasing problem. I would say that this was an idea that was brought forth by the Fish and Game in South Central. And then we learned about that, of course, here in the interior and thought, we could use that similar approach here in the interior in the Fairbanks area. And I thought that it would be pretty effective.
The Department of Fish and Game could issue anywhere from 1 to 12 permits, but managers are still considering options. Last year, Fish and Game did respond to injured moose, but this is the first time Fish and Game would allow targeted hunts in the region.
We've made a decision in that we are going to accept applications and we're going to develop a list or a roster, if you will, and that we won't make decisions on a targeted moose until later in the winter, and we'll see what happens in terms of the situation.
If the hunts do move forward, only shotguns with slugs or bows and arrows can be used to cull a problem moose. The application period opens today and runs through the end of October. Hunters will be assigned permits for a particular moose on a case-by-case basis. The department may also consider issuing permits for hunts on private property following consultation with the landowner.